This is The World Tonight, sponsored in part by Pip Printing. Good evening, I'm Doug Poling, CBS News. They've been meeting, haggling, and compromising for weeks, and still, with the deadline just 5 days away, White House and congressional budget negotiators are without an agreement on how and where to cut the deficit. They're now racing the clock, and with the pressure mounting, so is the finger pointing. President Bush made political appearances in the Midwest today, and he blamed the Democrats. We have two reports. First, Bob McCune.
President Bush used his appearance before the party faithful in Akron, Ohio today to send back to Washington his toughest message yet about what's to blame for the stalemate in talks on the federal budget. And it's not, Mr. Bush said, his insistence on linking a capital gains tax cut to the budget agreement.
Contrary to what you may have heard, the hang-up is not capital gains. The hang-up is with the Democrats on Capitol Hill.
President Bush went on to say that the Democrats will have to come up with a compromise to solve the deadlock, and he reiterated his position that there will be no delay in the mandatory $100 billion budget cut that will automatically take place if there is no consensus by October the 1st.
A cutback of this scope is going to hit hard, and it's going to hit home, and it's going to hit many, many people.
It's strong medicine, according to Mr. Bush, but medicine patented by the Congress itself. Now for a reaction from Capitol Hill, here's Rob Armstrong.
The president's criticism drew an angry response. House Democratic Whip Bill Gray said Mr. Bush should stop acting like a party chairman and start acting presidential. Gray said Republican intransigence is driving the budget process to the brink of mandatory Graham-Rudman budget cuts. Senate Majority Leader George Mitchell said the president's posture is not constructive.
Earlier today, President Bush made the following statement about the budget talks, and I quote, "The Democrats in the Congress have not come forward with a package," end of quote. If the president in fact made that statement, he is badly misinformed. The statement is untrue.
While both sides are pointing fingers and calling names, the budget negotiators continue to work. The result of failure will be automatic Graham-Rudman cuts in federal spending of more than $100 billion starting Monday. Cuts that would close or scale back such government operations as drug enforcement, public health service, air traffic control, and military manpower. Rob Armstrong, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
More of The World Tonight in a moment.
A business update from Pip Printing. Every year, the average American receives 17 more pounds of direct mail than the year before. So if your piece doesn't stand out, it doesn't stand a chance. Fortunately, Pip can help. Our LookSmart desktop publishing turns the simplest idea into a dramatic business communication with crisp layouts and fonts, sophisticated designs, and graphics that illustrate your point in living color. Pip Printing, the best business printer in the business.
Have you ever put off doing something a little longer than you should have?
Bernice, would you go to the senior prom with me?
Oh, by Leonard, I'm surprised. Since we graduated 30 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Well, don't put off going to Whirlpool's Don't Delay giveaway, because right now you'll get a free Butterball turkey with selected Whirlpool full-size microwave ovens.
Bernice, want to go to the Whirlpool Don't Delay giveaway with me?
Oh, Leonard, I'd love to.
Gee, maybe Dad'll let me borrow the Studebaker.
The Whirlpool Don't Delay giveaway ends soon. See a participating dealer for details now.
Secretary of State James Baker says Iraq has demanded a list of non-diplomats taking refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and has threatened to hang Americans found there. Baker left no doubt how he feels about the Iraqi message.
It falls under the heading of the principle of the three R's, I think. We've read it. It's repugnant. And we reject it.
President Bush has decided to sell 5 million barrels of crude oil from the nation's strategic petroleum reserve. The White House says there's no justification for the recent run-up in oil and gasoline prices. Three Iraqi passenger planes landed in Amman today, raising questions about Jordan's support for the new United Nations air embargo against Iraq. Details from Anthony Mason in the Jordanian capital.
Iraqi Airways Flight 169, inbound from Baghdad, was cleared to land in Amman this afternoon. The airline's only remaining commercial route was still open in spite of the air blockade. Confused Jordanian officials announced they were not breaking the embargo, but the government couldn't even agree on whether the sanctions included passenger flights. At the UN, the foreign minister announced that Jordan would halt the Iraqi Airways flights. In Baghdad, the consul said they'd be terminated immediately. Anthony Mason, CBS News, Amman.
Hi, everybody, it's Lenny again. Let's talk TV. See, I got a new show coming to CBS Wednesday nights. It's called Lenny, named after me. This is my first show, so we don't have car chases. We don't have disease of the week. But it's okay, because you know what else we don't have? We don't have rich people standing around talking to other rich people and their rich friends and rich kids and rich dogs. We have a simple premise. Life. My life. And it's rich, all right. Oh, is it rich?
Get ready for Lenny, Wednesday nights on CBS.
Did I mention a rich goldfish?
Movie critic Gene Shalit.
One of the biggest blockbusters of the summer is not at your local movie theater. It's at your local Subaru dealer. It's the Subaru Summer Blockbuster. Talk about a powerful performance. You could get spectacular savings of over $3,100 on a Subaru Legacy L automatic sedan with air conditioning, cruise control, and AM/FM stereo cassette. This one is a definite must-see.
See your Subaru dealer for complete program details. Offer ends soon.
We know there are lots of Soviets in high places who don't think much of Mikhail Gorbachev, but are they planning to overthrow him? Some possible answers to that question from Jonathan Sanders in Moscow.
Rumors of a military takeover swirl through the Soviet capital. Conspiracy-minded Russians see a Napoleon behind every group of men in uniform. Radicals are raising a hue and cry over the presence of four major military divisions and two paratroop regiments inside Moscow city limits. Are the authorities arming themselves to stop disorders, ask some? Or is the top Soviet brass getting ready to end the anarchy of Soviet democracy with an iron rule of its own? Late today, Soviet Defense Minister Dmitry Yazov went to the Soviet parliament to deny that the military was planning a coup against President Mikhail Gorbachev's government. He said 23,000 soldiers in the Moscow region were simply helping dig potatoes and preparing for the parade on the anniversary of the Russian Revolution in November. Jonathan Sanders, CBS News, Moscow.
Welcome to our new talk show, Business or Blunder. Today's guest is the founder of...
Potateria.
What is Potateria?
We're going to deliver fresh, steaming potatoes to people's homes.
Uh-huh. Don't they take a long time?
Minutes in the microwave, Jackie.
Why can't people just make their own?
Patents. That's it. I've got patents on potato stuffings.
You mean you patented broccoli and cheese sauce?
Right.
How about sour cream and salsa?
Patent pending, Jackie.
Potatoes, America's favorite vegetable. Sponsored by the National Potato Board.
Someone is killing people you know, and the murderer has your fingerprints, talks like you, and from every report is you. But going to jail is the last thing you have to worry about, because you're next on the murderer's list, and you know exactly who he is, because you created him. From the master of terror, Stephen King, comes the signed paperback bestseller, The Dark Half. In there somewhere, we all have a dark half.
Word from Brussels that an attempt to kidnap or kill a U.S. general working at NATO headquarters there failed after three men broke into his house only to discover the officer was not there. A spokesman at the U.S. Embassy declined to give further details. New violence reported in the Philippines. Police say suspected leftist guerrillas exploded bombs and fired guns in the air near the U.S. Clark Air Force Base. In Manila, the offices of three U.S. corporations were bombed. Near Oka, Quebec, about 20 miles west of Montreal, a band of Mohawk Indians gave themselves up to the Canadian Army, ending an 11-week siege that grew out of a land dispute. There was word of scuffling between the troops and the surrendering Indians, but the soldiers fixed their bayonets and herded the Indians onto buses. The stock market finished lower today. The Dow Jones Industrials off 25.99, closing at 24.59.65. It's 9 minutes past the hour on this World Tonight.